Have you ever thought about the fact that God just loves to make things real in our experience? As human beings, we really always want to take the easy route, cut across the park, avoid the obstacle course, and we will do anything really to strategize our way out of difficulties. But the word of the Lord says something different. In Matthew 7, verses 24 to 26, Jesus says this, and I'm reading from the King James. "Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it didn't fall, for it was founded on a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doesn't do them shall be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." What he's saying here is that unless we build our lives upon the truths that he has spoken in the Sermon on the Mount, when the rains come and the floods fall and life gets turned upside down, we won't stand. It'll all collapse. And if you look back in the Sermon on the Mount, he gives us instructions for living, the major one of which is to put him first. "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything that the Gentiles seek will be added to you." It's a conditional promise, and it will be made real in your life sooner or later. Problems will come. And it is then that you will find out whether you actually have built on the rock or on the sand. If you've built your house on things that you can touch, taste, see, feel, hold, control, it'll all go sliding away. But if you've built it on your relationship with God, you'll stand, even though the enemy does everything he can to blow you off your feet. We must keep in mind when the storms hit that God has allowed it. When he said to the disciples, "Let us cross to the other side," and the storm blew up in the middle of the lake, he was asleep, with one eye open probably. He knew full well there was going to be a storm, but he was testing their faith, and he'd already said, "Let's go to the other side." He didn't say, "Let's drown in the middle." So he loves to make things real in your experience. He will teach you a profound truth and you delight in it. You've had revelation. It's wonderful. Birds are singing. The sky is blue. Then suddenly he changes the scenery. The skies are overcast. The lightning begins to flash. The rain comes down. And everything has changed. That which he's shown you is now going to be made real in your experience. Are you going to panic or are you going to pray? He is determined that we shall be overcomers. Says in Revelation 3:12-13, "He who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the house of my God." In the Pentecostal church when I joined it 30 years ago, there was an awful lot about overcoming, but not an awful lot about what it really meant. We talked about being overcomers, but it was 30 years later before I found out what it meant. This is what overcomes our faith. We overcome by being steadfast, immovable, no matter what. God has said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Because when you come into that storm, where there is a problem, there is always provision. But our tendency is to panic. I'm just the same as everybody else. My first reaction is panic before I pray. What does this mean? What should I do? Where there is a problem, there is always provision. But stillness must precede finding out what the provision is. So our job is to get still. To cast not away our confidence, because it will be richly rewarded. To stay in the place of waiting when the answer delays. To confess our confidence in him. To bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be continually in my mouth. Psalm 34. I sought the Lord and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Seeking the Lord must be our first recourse, because he's scheduled this, my darling. He's scheduled this difficulty, beloved of God. He's scheduled it for your training, for your increase, for your growth, for your upgrade. So maybe it's all about looking at things in a different way. Instead of seeing a problem and drawing a breath and thinking, oh my goodness, this is an opportunity for growth if I use it properly. And we'll have plenty of opportunities. Think about that. Meditate on this. Ask him questions. Don't just take my word for it. Ask him, do you love to make things real in my experience? And does that mean I'm just going to trip over a problem round the next corner? How do I position myself? How do I pray? What do you want to do here? Where's your provision in this? But I bless you, Lord, because you're with me in it. I thank you, because you never leave me nor forsake me. I'm not casting away my confidence, because you tell me it will be richly rewarded. God bless you as you move into the next phase, which may find a problem of lack or need. But the Lord is your shepherd. You shall not want. Get in that closet and seek him. Seek first the kingdom. Determine to be an overcomer. Cast not away your confidence. Look to him, look to him, look to him, and your face will be lightened. God bless you.